International nuclear inspectors are searching for middlemen who worked with Pakistan's top nuclear scientist to spread secret nuclear technology to Libya, Iran, and North Korea. Investigators reportedly are looking at Japan, Malaysia, and some African countries for possible links to proliferation activities by Abdul Qadir Khan. He has admitted responsibility for one of the worst cases of nuclear proliferation. Pakistan's president has pardoned Khan, and Washington has refused to criticize that decision. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
2 weeks ago, Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf pledged to take action against proliferators whom he dubbed enemies of the state. But A.Q. Khan is wildly popular in Pakistan because he enabled the country to develop nuclear weapons. Yesterday, in announcing the pardon of Khan, Musharraf pledged that Pakistan would never give up its nuclear weapons.
Ladies and gentlemen, this country will never roll back its nuclear assets. I'll be the last man doing it. It can never be done.
In Washington, reaction to Musharraf's announcement was muted. State Department spokesman Richard Boucher said that Pakistan had to make its own decisions about what to do with Pakistani proliferators. Washington, Boucher said, is concerned about the bigger picture.
The question for us is whether Pakistan is taking effective steps to stop this trade and is cooperating and helping the international community uncover the network that we all need to get at and stop. We see Pakistan taking those kind of steps. We welcome that, and we'll continue to work with them to do that.
Analysts generally agree that the United States cannot afford to turn against Musharraf. The Pakistani president has put himself in physical and political peril at home by taking on Islamic militants in the war on terrorism. Marvin Ott, an intelligence specialist and professor at the National War College, says that what happens in Pakistan is vital to U.S. interests.
It may, in fact, be the most important single problem we face in terms of our core national interests, because you've got a nuclear weapons state that has a large, very militant, including al-Qaeda presence, and has a nuclear arsenal. And that has the potential to go bad in a way that would dwarf anything else.
Musharraf maintains that the government of Pakistan was not complicit in A.Q. Khan's transfers of nuclear secrets. Internationally, there is considerable skepticism about that because General Musharraf is head of the military and the military controls Pakistan's nuclear program. Marvin Ott says that in terms of policy decisions by Washington, Musharraf's guilt or innocence is almost irrelevant.
For the United States, the real issue is, in a sense, putting the cat back in the bag. There's probably less importance attached to trying to place blame and have trials and that sort of thing. Much more important is to put a lid on proliferation activities and to roll them back if possible.
Ambassador Carl Inderfirth, a professor at the Elliott School of International Affairs at George Washington University, had considerable experience with Pakistan as Assistant Secretary of State for South Asian Affairs under President Clinton. Inderfirth acknowledges Pakistan's importance in the war on terrorism.
But it's also clear that what we're now seeing is our worst proliferation nightmare, a rogue engineer selling nuclear secrets to rogue regimes. And that has to make everyone very concerned. So what Pakistan has to do is not only take the steps that it has by making public this information about the activities of A.Q. Khan, but it has to do something more than just verbal assurances.
Pakistan is not obligated to submit to nuclear inspections because it has not signed the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty. Yesterday, Musharraf rejected any international supervision of his country's weapons program, but he did offer to discuss the matter with the International Atomic Energy Agency. Melissa Fleming, a spokesperson for the IAEA, says her agency desperately needs information from Pakistan to determine the extent of the proliferation by A.Q. Khan and his colleagues. So far, she says, Pakistan has been cooperating.
Our top priority now is to find out whether there were any other buyers, whether any other countries or other players bought equipment, bought material from this nuclear network. This is what we're most concerned about, and we are appealing to any government, any individual who has any of this information to provide it to us for the sake of nuclear security in the world.
Yesterday, the head of the IAEA, Mohammed Al-Baradei, called A.Q. Khan the tip of the iceberg. Dr. Khan was not working alone, Alberide said, and the investigation in the days ahead to determine the extent of the damage, he said, will be long and painstaking. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.